Traveling Durland Road in East Ferris, you will come across a farmstand run by a family with deep roots in the area. Joel Corbey is a descendant of the Corbeys who originally settled the village. Farming was a necessity of life for the family, and the values of sustainable agriculture are being carried by the family today. This land that we're on now belonged to the Corbey family, explained Melissa Corbey, who with her husband Joel and two young sons, have worked the land since purchasing it 3 years ago. It was first purchased when Corbey became Corbey, she said, by one of the Corbey brothers, in the late 1800s. There's a lot of history here. Built from the stone and lumber on the property, the original house still stands, although now sits back further from the road as it was moved with a team of horses, and rolled over logs to its current location. To honor the farm's history, and pay tribute to the family's lineage, they named the place Rootstock Farmstead. The 100-acre parcel of land has not been continuously farmed. Not a lot of farm work was done since the 1950s, Melissa said, so, we're basically regenerating the farm. Before moving to the farm, Melissa and Joel greened their thumbs on a small plot of land in Astorville. Soon gardening became a lifestyle, and Melissa became more involved in the agricultural community of East Ferris and the surrounding region. See. Powassan Farmstand Tour sees enormous growth in single year. She began encouraging people to start small, and that no matter the size of lot, you can grow your own food. It's such a sustainable way of living, it reduces your carbon footprint, you just have a connection with that food, and it becomes more ethical in that way. It's addictive, and can become a spiritual thing once you start on this garden and homesteading path. See. 12,000 maps help connect customers to farmers moving to the much larger property allowed the couple to spread our wings on the agricultural front, Melissa said. Gardens have increased in size, chickens abound, and bees have recently been added to the mix to help with pollination and provide some honey. For Corbey, getting the message out about homesteading and farming is paramount. While still on the Astorville plot, she formed a Facebook group to help connect local farmers within the area. This led to creating a website for Rootstock Farm, including social media pages, which Corbey uses to offer advice to those getting started in agriculture and homesteading. Recently, she launched the second season of the Farmhouse Kitchen Project, a subscription service delivering seasonal products from area farms to consumers' tables. The subscription sold out in days, and the initial delivery will be ready this month. Feedback from last season's customers were really positive, she said, and overall, allowed people to have a true farm-to-table experience. This past weekend the Corbeys opened their farm stand, selling produce and farm crafts at the end of their driveway. Theirs isn't the only one, as a few of her neighboring farms are also beginning to open stands for the season. Open on weekends throughout the summer, Corbey likens the cottage industry to a farm stand revolution, focusing on sustainable resources and lessening one's carbon footprint. We have a real movement toward that sustainable living lifestyle, she said, and I love it. That is what needs to happen. See. Coronavirus triples demand for locally farmed food. See. Retired Powassan farmer inducted into Ontario Agricultural Hall of Fame David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.